Please be seated. Our lesson this morning from the Acts of the Apostles tells of the death of Stephen. Stephen is the first martyr. You may know that the word martyr comes from a Greek word which means witness. Stephen is killed because of his faithful witness of Jesus. In the book of Acts, his story takes up all of chapters 6 and 7. It's really worth reading. Today we hear just the end of his story, his death. But Acts tells us that before his martyrdom, Stephen is one of seven men. They are of good standing. They're full of the Holy Spirit. And they are appointed to care for those in need. They are the first deacons. Stephen is described as full of grace and power, one who did great wonders and signs among the people. Preaching Jesus crucified and raised from the dead without ceasing gets Stephen into trouble with the authorities. And they start trying to turn the people against Stephen, telling lies about him. When the high priest questions Stephen, he delivers a beautiful and impassioned sermon, a sermon that stretches over 51 verses. This preaching so enrages the authorities that they grind their teeth at him. That's being mad. They get so angry, in fact, that they kill Stephen. And while Stephen is being stoned, he has a vision of the risen Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And before he dies, he asks Jesus to receive his spirit. In that moment, Stephen does not despair. He doesn't curse those who kill him. But he does see the risen Jesus. And he asked Jesus to receive him. Stephen also forgives those who kill him. He prays for them. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Stephen recognizes they are sinning in committing murder, but he doesn't condemn them. He prays for them. Just like Jesus on the cross, he shows compassion and mercy for his persecutors. Following Stephen's martyrdom, a severe persecution of the church begins, and the followers of Jesus scatter for safety. They flee the city of Jerusalem. Only the apostles stay there. But they don't do what I would be tempted to do, hide in fear. They don't. They don't shrink from the work that God gives them to do, just like Stephen. In these new places they go to, they continue to preach and to teach, to bring the good news of the risen Jesus to new places, to new people. Stephen and these first followers of Jesus experience a strong connection between the death and the resurrection of Jesus and their own lives. They believe that just as Jesus is brought from death to resurrection life, so are they. They know there's no power on earth that is a match for God's love. Though their bodies may be harmed, though they may even be killed, they are safe in God for eternity. The resurrection of Jesus sets them free to boldly witness to the power of God's love, to live without fear, to love without counting the cost, to give their very lives in witness, even as martyrs. They live absolutely trusting the Easter victory of Jesus over the powers of sin and death, and they trust that victory is theirs. And so this allows these first followers of Jesus to remain faithful in difficult times. It allows them to be open to God at work. Even in times of struggle, they see how God is using them to accomplish God's purposes. Stephen, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, sees the risen Jesus standing at the right hand of God and is sustained. Sustained to witness to God's love even as he is suffering and dying. Focusing on Jesus in this time of trial, he loves without reserve. He prays for those who kill him. He trusts that Jesus is with him to receive him when he dies. As followers of Jesus, so many centuries later, the Holy Spirit is also poured on us. The Spirit showers gifts on us. The Spirit allows us to see the risen Jesus in our midst. And just like Stephen and those who have gone before us, we too are called to be witnesses, to tell what we see and experience of the risen Christ, to witness to his love. And through our witness, other people come to know the power of God's love in the resurrection of Jesus. Through our witness, others can be sustained in their challenges, in their struggles. As I thought about the martyrdom of Stephen, it has struck me that there are several things that are important in our call to witness to the resurrection of Jesus. And the first of these is nothing prevents Stephen from faithful discipleship. He's not complacent in living the gospel. Hardships, setbacks, they don't stop him. No threat, not even from authorities with the power to kill him, dissuade him from preaching the risen Jesus. After Stephen is martyred, those first followers of Jesus face persecution and they scatter for safety, but they don't hide in fear. They don't stop. Just like Stephen, they continue preaching and teaching, bringing the good news of Jesus to people in new locations. They see in their dislocation new ways of witnessing to Jesus, new opportunities of inviting people to follow, new opportunities for sharing the good news of the risen Christ. And they live with urgency, understanding the importance of witnessing to Jesus wherever they are. Now, we don't live in times like that first century. We don't live in that kind of persecution. But I think we all agree, we live in challenging times. Reflecting on the account of Stephen and the first followers of Jesus compels us, I think, to see that even in this time, in our time of challenge, of uncertainty, there is opportunity. Just as the early Christians fled persecution but did not withdraw, did not hide, they embraced where they found themselves and found new ways to do God's work. So we are called to do. Rather than living by worry, anxiety, rather than retreating into hiding behind our locked doors, we're called to embrace this moment. It is ours to discern what God asks us to do in this time. And I am convinced if we have our devotion, our focus on the risen Jesus, if we live with the urgency of the good news, if we passionately share the gospel entrusted to us, God will use us. Through our witness, others will be drawn to follow the risen Christ. Others will be drawn into this community to experience the power of God's love, to share in the work that God has entrusted to us. And I think it's an understatement to say, our world needs our witness. Our world needs our witness to the love of God revealed in the risen Jesus. It is our task to live and witness to this good news. And I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit directs us so that we discern and we hear and we respond to God's call in this time. The second thing that strikes me about this account is how Stephen is focused on Jesus. He preaches Jesus. He serves those in need. While he's being stoned, he has the vision of the risen Jesus. As he dies, he asks Jesus to receive his spirit. Stephen reminds us to remain focused on Jesus in all things, at all times. Jesus is all we need, now and always. Jesus offers the strength we need to be sustained. Jesus leads us and guides us in every circumstance. And if we live trusting that Jesus is present with us, if we place our whole trust in him, if we look for him to show us the way, then we will find that true and abundant life he desires to share. If everything we do, all decisions we make, each action we undertake is focused on Jesus and doing his will, God's purposes will be accomplished. We will be witnesses to God's love. We will touch other people's lives. And others will respond by joining us in witnessing the risen Christ. And finally, Stephen forgives those who kill him. It's so striking to, in that moment, be full of forgiveness. While he's dying, Stephen prays, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Just like Jesus on the cross, Stephen prays for his persecutors. He has compassion and mercy for those who kill him. He doesn't seek revenge or punishment. He doesn't act in violence. He forgives. Our nation, our world, stands in deep need of the healing power of forgiveness. So many people are estranged. Too many people respond to difference and disagreement with hatred and violence. Those at the margins of our society are scapegoated and persecuted. The church's mission, our high calling, is to be people working for reconciliation. As the prayer book tells us, our mission is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. That's our mission. That's our call. May our witness offer hope to the despairing. May our witness draw people in unity to the risen Christ. May this parish community always live by Jesus' way of love, inviting, drawing people together in loving community through the power of God's love. Like those before us, we undertake this holy mission by the power of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit bestowed on those first followers of Jesus, like Stephen and all the others, that same Spirit rests on us, on you and me. That same Spirit allows us to gaze on the risen Jesus present in our midst, to fix our sight on him, to follow in the way he leads. The same Spirit that empowered those first followers of Jesus to witness to the risen Christ is with us, giving us the strength to tell the good news of Jesus through our words and through our deeds, giving us the strength to love and to forgive, giving us the strength to care for those in need. And so the promise this day is that the Holy Spirit is with us in this time of challenge. The Holy Spirit brings us from the uncertainty of this age into new opportunities, into new life. The Holy Spirit draws all people to unity in Christ. The Spirit gives us hope. The Spirit shows us new ways to be God's people in this challenging time and in this place to which God has called us. And the Holy Spirit always empowers us to do God's work. Amen.